Faith, FAYTH, Burton, BURTON, chief complaint, lower abdominal pain, bladder pain, left flank pain. Our patient is a 20-year-old young lady who has had numerous urinary tract infections before till November of this year, where the urologist did some kind of procedure, sounded like urethral stricture, and after dilatation of the urethra, she's not had any urinary tract infection till today. Patient comes in with a dysuria and leukocytes in the urine consistent with UTI. She also had her appendix taken out back in September, and during that time the CT scan showed what looked like early diverticulosis on the left side in the sigmoid colon period. In the paragraph she also states that ever since she can remember as a young girl, she has to push around her rectum to have a bowel movement, whether it's soft or hard, and has never done anything about that. That doesn't cause any pain, and that's not an issue, but she just mentioned it to us today. The pain is also going into the groin, especially on the left side today as well, and has had some swelling in the lower extremity off and on. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she just had a baby last period, 11-23-23, not pregnant. Family history, not significant. Surgery, appendectomy, some kind of bladder surgery, sounded like dilatation of her, dilatation of her urethra. No medical problems, no medication, no COVID immunization, allergy, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's here with her fiancé. She weighs 226 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 80, 134 over 79, heart positive, swim positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture JVD, skin shows, large round, mucosal with amnesia. There's slight left flank pain present, there's some growing pain present on the left side as well. Number one, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Number two, urinalysis shows trace leukocytes. Number four, rosefenogram. Now number five, Cipro 500 BID. Next number, early diverticulosis on the CT scan previously. Next number, issues with the bowel movement. We'll refer to GI. If she chooses to, she wants to hold off at this time. Next number, since she just had a bladder surgery by a urologist, I encouraged her to call a urologist to let him know that she's been put on antibiotic Cipro at this time. She will do that right away. Next number, if she gets worse, she will go to the emergency room. Next number, no nausea and vomiting. Next number, no sign of polynephritis. Next number, as far as the growing pain is concerned, there's no evidence of lymphadenopathy, and there's no evidence of swelling and or abnormality in the left or right groin. Next number, as far as pleural edema, there's trace edema present, and both Doppler studies and arterial studies of both legs are negative. Thank you.